Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, lots of things happened over the holiday weekend, including our buddies at Xfinity. They came out with a really cool commercial. It was a four-minute commercial. Normally, you'd say, like, okay, what? Why would we want a four-minute commercial about anything, even though we do love, I love my cable.
Okay.
But this was about E.T. So,
and
yeah, I guess, you know, in the commercial, E.T. returns to Earth and interacts with Elliot. That was the little kid back in the day. And Henry Thomas was the original actor. And again, Henry Thomas, all these years later, did play the part of Elliot. But this time he's hanging with his kids. And we got a clip of the reunion when E.T. actually leaves.
My son, but my family.
Family.
Oh, I'll be right here.
Yeah, and then he comes, sees the kids, the new kids, old kid.
I'm a sucker for this, man. This just gave me some goosebumps. That was cool.
There may have been a rumor. There was no truth to the rumor, though. If you hear a rumor about any tears flowing, that did not happen.
All right, that didn't happen to me, but maybe you, allegedly. Yeah,
those are rumors.
Okay.
Do not believe the rumors about that at all.
What made me cry was the miserable nature that is the internet, because, of course, people are all pissed about this.
Really? Why?
It's the cash grab by Comcast. They're just desperate to get people to like them again. It's like they just made a fun commercial. We know it's a commercial. It's a cash grab. It's a commercial.
Yeah. It's the best kind of commercial ever, where it's like, hi, we have a product, but really we're gonna give you a nice piece of your childhood back with a wonderfully produced commercial where, you know, this is a cool thing. It's like, oh, Elliot's all grown up, he's got his own family, and there's E.T., and basically they gave you the whole movie in 4 minutes.
Right. That's the thing. They did a really good job of recreating the film, and it made me realize that they could have shortened that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah, they really could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If Reese's got involved, it would have been a perfect commercial. If somehow they could have put the pieces in there, that would have been great.
Well, he did have cupcakes with Reese's peanut. Was it like Reese's Pieces?
Oh, I missed that. Did he have it in there?
Oh, yeah. He was shoving it in his face, man. Reminded me of you.
Oh. Damn. All right. Well,
yeah,
then,
those are no-name cakes. It'd just be BJ.
I totally missed that.
Hey, is it the Reese's Pieces?
Oh.
The cupcakes. There, look.
Oh, there it is. You're absolutely right. That's perfect. I totally missed that. I missed that one. I didn't see that part of the commercial.
There's a four-minute commercial. How'd you zone out on it?
Well,
because it's 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
a long time in commercial.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's you know what? I don't think I saw the full commercial. I think I saw some truncated versions of it. So maybe I didn't see when it originally aired in its 4 minute form. Because I didn't. Even the one I saw, I didn't feel like it was 4 minutes.
I need to see the director's cut.
I want to see the director's cut of that. We actually have the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com if you want to see that. But so the internet was like,
you know how it is. Everyone wants to complain about something. I hope that, like, maybe this is like an ongoing thing that they just recreate movies. Like, what I saw, National Lampoon, I think, is 30 years old.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was National Lampoon.
The Christmas Vacation movie.
One of the... I'm trying to remember which movie, but...
Well, it's going to be... I wouldn't be surprised. Johnny Galecki was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yep. Christmas Vacation, December 1st, 89.
1989.
30 years old.
Holds up.
They could bring that one back.
I don't think it holds up, but it's a good... It holds up.
It does hold up.
It holds up.
It, really?
Oh,
you
yeah.
think so? All right.
3 out of 4 idiots just said it holds up.
Okay.
What do you think?
I haven't seen it in a while. Is that the one with the crappers full?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, yeah, then it does hold up.
All right.
Then it does hold up because the crappers full.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 idiots say that it does hold up, BJ.
All right, maybe because it's a holiday movie. Holiday movies have a way of holding up.
Yes.
So I could give you that. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a decent movie, you know, Christmas Vacation. But, you know, it does get a nod because it's a holiday movie, so it will hold up.
Do you remember who the neighbor was?
No. Wait, no. Was it Julie Louise Dreyfus?
Yes.
It was her, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
before Seinfeld.
That's right. Yeah, because as soon as she said, who's the neighbor? And I'm going, wait. And I'm like, whoa, wait, I just saw Elaine. So in my head, I'm like, was it Elaine?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, they could do that one.
That was before
next.
Seinfeld.
Had to be. 1989?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Didn't realize Elaine was like I just assumed she was in that movie because of Seinfeld. Isn't that funny? You just feel like, oh, of course they got Elaine. She's famous.
They would have used her more than just for that scene.
I figured she was a cameo. They couldn't afford her. They couldn't afford her more than what they did.
Someone owed her. She owed someone a favor.
Wow, 30 years old, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
But wouldn't that be fun if they just did like a whole reunion and the cousin Eddie's back? All of them are all back just for the 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Throw down there, piss off some more people.
I think most of them are still alive, right?
Yeah, but the problem is that Cousin Eddie was Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid has fallen off the crazy cliff in recent years.
Which is perfect for Cousin Eddie. Just have him play himself, but call it Cousin Eddie.
He's gone full Eddie, is really what he's
saying.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Cousin Eddie? He's looking for the aliens.
Yeah.
I think he found E.T.
I don't think anybody would be surprised exactly that Cousin Eddie has gone down the road.
He found all the conspiracy theories on YouTube and has totally glommed onto those.
I like this idea, Steve. Wow. All right, Xfinity, get to work on it. At least Steve and I like these ideas. Forget the rest of the internet. They're just jerks.
Someone said, BJ, what the F? Christmas Vacation, one of the best movies ever. I watched it 4 times already this season.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, we're one day into December.
4 times. Wow. Yeah. I think I'll have to step back on that. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I do believe because it's a holiday movie, there is something magical about holiday movies that make them hold up. I got some that I love that I know that are, you know, probably lame, but because they're Christmas movies, they hold up.
Don't you drive around, you see someone has like an insane amount of Christmas lights up, you just instantly think Clark Griswold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give it to you. Plus it's got Johnny Galecki. As one of the rotating kids.
That's my favorite part about the National Lampoon's Vacation series.
It's never the same kids.
And they never address it.
And the sister was somebody famous, too, I think, in Christmas Vacation.
It was, what's her face?
Juliette Lewis.
Yeah. The both of them turned out to, well, she turned out to be a natural born killer, but, you know, I mean, Johnny went on and he was a lot nicer.
He just turned out to be a natural born killer.
Yeah. Man, that's all they did.
It's bad parenting, really.
It really is bad parenting.
I mean, Chevy Chase is a jerk.
Yeah, that Chevy. We got a cop that caught a criminal, and how did he do this? Oh, by tricking him to marry her. That's awesome. Steve's got the news for you. The Migs Report at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I hope you can be around with us this morning at 9:45 because we have got a pretty big announcement to share.
Oh, yes.
I'll let you know that it involves STP, that's right, Stone Temple Pilots, teaming up with us. And this team up is going to be pretty awesome for the community. So if you can, be here at 9:45. We'll tell you more about this big announcement on The Rock.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is The Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Oswego Mortgage for giving us The Migs Report. And it's a big day for your son, Joe.
Yeah, why
is
that?
Today is National Play Basketball Day, so get out on the hoops.
Oh, do it, Joe.
Throw some balls.
Yeah.
In this nice cold weather.
What they call them, throw some balls. That's how they do.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do later? I'm going to go throw some balls.
Yes, I didn't know that was a basketball term.
Yep, we got a court in our neighborhood.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I never used it.
Oh.
We always talk about it. We're like, we should get a basketball. Throw some balls.
Yeah, I can throw some balls.
Never happens, BJ.
You know what? Joey D's, he'll bring down his macaroni and cheese, and you guys can play basketball
together.
I'm
not going to hold my breath for that.
It'll be a wonderful, almost father-son moment.
The odds of that happening are the same odds of me throwing some balls.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not going to happen. Hey, enjoy basketball today, people.
Enjoy. Throw some balls.
Oh, man, this is one of the odder ways to be able to catch a criminal. But there was a guy in India. He was wanted for several crimes, one of them being murder. And he's been dodging the cops for a while. Well, they figured out a way to catch him. And that's through holy matrimony.
Ah.
They noticed that he was looking to get married somehow. So they had a female cop call him. Said it was a wrong number, but then started chatting with him, getting to know him. After about a week of talking, she proposed to him.
Oh, she did?
And he said yes.
Whoa!
But sadly, this was not the romantic story that he was hoping for, although this would make for a great Hallmark film, because then what did she do when they met up? She arrested him.
Nice!
They scheduled the wedding for Pat this past Thursday. When he shows up, he's like, got a new wife, things are gonna be good. Nope, handcuffs and not in the fun variety. He's now in jail.
Isn't that so bizarre?
What a different world, man.
Yeah, it's a completely different world.
Totally different world. Although I think that could happen here, too.
Yeah. Well, at least you get a date, you know. Maybe arrest them on the date, but these guys were already fast forward to the wedding.
Oh, it's just got corrected. Shoot some balls, Steve.
Shoot some balls. Oh, okay. Throw some balls, shoot some balls. Yeah.
You know, it's early. It's Monday. I don't know if I should be throwing them or shooting them.
Okay.
This is very good news for everyone that's stuck in traffic right now. Congratulations, Seattle. We are one of the worst places when it comes to commute time.
Yeah.
We are not number one. We are number two.
Oh, yay for number two.
They just did a whole big Census Bureau thing, and they said the average amount of time that commuters spend getting to work in Seattle. Now, honestly, this sounds like a great commute to me. 28 minutes. But apparently that's really, really long. I guess compared to, like, if you live in Seattle, going around in Seattle, 28 minutes is, like, to go a couple of miles does suck. What do you think is the worst place when it comes to commuting?
Oh, man. I was going to go New York or L.A., one of those two.
It is one of them.
I'm going to go L.A.
Bing, bing, bing.
Thank you.
Congratulations, BJ. New York did make the list as well as Washington, D.C., Chicago, and San Francisco. But Seattle, you're holding strong at number two. And apparently, according to the people that did this study, it was neck and neck between us and Los Angeles.
So I want to let you know that we're like, I don't know, 14th, 15th, 16th largest metropolitan city.
Yep.
And the fact that we have the second worst traffic does not bode well, that there are all those cities bigger than us that have better traffic than we do.
Yeah. Thanks, transplants, you jerks.
Yeah. Good job.
There's no room full of transplants except for Vicky.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Vicky's kind of a transplant. I mean, through her parents.
I was born and raised in Seattle.
Fine.
Man, you know, we always love to play this clip.
I hate Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of people who do not hate Richard Sherman, and there's the people that live in the Northwest. Apparently, he just donated more than $20,000 to help pay off lunch debt for students that are attending Tacoma Public Schools. A pretty cool act of kindness from the former Seattle Seahawks that's now currently playing with the San Francisco 49ers. He's not the only one hooking people up. It seems to be running in the Seahawk blood because Bobby Wagner picked up the grocery tab for everybody that was at a Safeway in West Seattle.
Dang! Danny, were you at that Safeway?
No.
Should have been.
I should have been.
You're too busy shooting some balls.
That's exactly what I was doing.
All right, so now we all have to know where we got to shop next year. Safeway in West Seattle.
Could you imagine? How great would that be? And how pissed would you be if you're like next in line and all you were going to be buying is like, you know, I don't know, a stick of gum.
A stick of gum.
I don't know.
That's what I want to buy here. Right, but maybe giving a stick of gum.
A pack of gum.
All right.
And he's like, I'm buying groceries for everybody. You're like, I got to go back and get some more stuff.
That would be you. That would
Wouldn't
be totally you?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you would just stick there with that? With
oh,
that
I'd
one
stay
pack?
With that stick of gum. I would.
Fair enough.
I go, you know what I do? I go throw some balls with my stick of gum is what I do.
Yeah. Richard Sherman did not help his team, though, when it came to winning because the Ravens beat the 49ers yesterday, boys.
Yeah.
20-17.
Watch that game.
Even more interesting. I watched the end of it. Yeah, what a game. Making things even more interesting when it comes to the NFC West between the Seahawks and, of course, the San Francisco 49ers. The Seahawks play tonight, Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Here at CenturyLink Field, they're taking on the Minnesota Vikings. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, the Mitch Levy scenario almost happened, but I think the Packers won.
Yes, the Packers
otherwise,
did win.
Had they lost, we could have been the number one seed in the NFC, I think, well, if we won tonight.
The season's not over yet, though.
You're right, buddy.
The season's not over.
We still have a chance.
You know who did lose? The New England Patriots, Joe.
Yeah, he's not a good move.
28-22, thanks in part to, well, thanks a lot to Deshaun Watson just on fire yesterday with the Houston Texans. The Rams, they beat the Cardinals 34-7. I got to bring up this game between the Dolphins and the Eagles because the Eagles lost to one of the worst teams, which is the Dolphins, 37-31. One of the oddest trick plays, I don't know if you caught that, where the punter threw a touchdown to the kicker.
Who's the thing is, John Ryan?
It was so bad that there's fans on the internet right now. They started a petition making. They wanted to make the Eagles walk home from that game.
Yeah.
There's videos of people burning jerseys. Eagles fans, of course, are very supportive and loving.
Yes.
They're not happy about this loss, and it's fantastic.
I mean, it's to Miami, it's almost as worse as being the team that loses to the Bengals.
Yeah, and that team was the New York Jets.
Woo!
22-6, which means one thing. That dumb guy that decided to stay on top of his home or his restaurant. I think it was his restaurant. Since October 7th, saying, I'm not coming down until they win. Well, now he can finally come down. Here he is talking to their local news people about the fact that he could finally hang out with his family again.
Just glad it's over, really.
Yeah.
I was stuck. You know, they held me up to my word. And, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to say there wasn't. There was times where I really wanted to come down. But my buddies, they would never let me live it up. I thought I was going to be up here all season.
Well, what about Thanksgiving? So he didn't go down for Thanksgiving,
no,
huh?
The family went up to him, and they celebrated Thanksgiving where he was staying.
You know what? Seriously, the Bengals have to do something for this guy. I don't know what. I
mean, give him season tickets.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Or just buy him a dinner.
Yeah, because nobody cared about the Bengals except, of course, that guy.
Right. Maybe we should reward stupidity.
That's a good point.
I'd just give him, like, a cap.
A cap, yeah, that's it.
You know what? Back to
maybe if he has a chance, maybe he can throw some balls over there with
a stick of gum
with Andy Dalton. What do you say? Right?
That seems fair.
Yeah, throw some balls.
As far as whether we got 4 days, did I mention that the Apple Cup happened over the weekend?
Oh,
and the Huskies won.
I don't think the Cougs want you to mention that.
Okay, well then forget that I just said that.
Okay.
Weather 48 degrees and cloudy. And thank you to the Shane Company for giving us the Meech Report.
You're very welcome, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a great story about your favorite performer ever.
Pete Davidson.
That's your boy.
Nice. Can we just have like a Pete Davidson news minute just for Steve every day?
I think I know what you're about to talk about.
Yes.
And
yeah.
A bunch of people were tagging me on Facebook about this story. And all I thought was, I'm right. He's a giant douche.
Boy, it's hard for him not to look that way.
Yeah, it's impossible, BJ. It's not hard. It is impossible. Yeah. He is next level douche.
I can understand the motive behind this, but it's really hard to not look like a douche, no matter what your motive is, because Pete Davidson wants to protect his comedy shows. Yeah, that's right, protect his comedy shows. So what's he doing? The big star from SNL, he's making attendees of his shows, allegedly, this is what this article says, he's making them sign a $1 million non-disclosure agreement before admission. One fan posted screenshots of the contract and detailed its demands on Facebook. The Post says that in the NDA, the signer cannot give any interviews, opinions, or critiques about Pete Davidson's show that they're about to see in any form whatsoever, including blogs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or any other social networking. This is the NDA you have to sign if you want to see his show.
I mean, what is it? Is he afraid that people are going to start talking about how bad it is and then people are going to stop going? So he figures, you know what? I won't tell anybody if they can't talk about it.
You know what? That would be a great way to protect people to protect you from having a bomb of a show and people talking about it.
It's like that with movies. You ever see like when there's movies that don't have advanced screenings for people to check out?
Yeah.
You instantly know that movie sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't word to get out that movie sucks.
The poster also claims that the contract gives Davidson's teams right to confiscate, seize, and destroy any phones or cameras that breach the agreement, and that any breach will require a $1 million payment in damages and legal fees.
Good luck
really?
Getting that. Good luck getting it. It's a scare tactic.
Yeah, of course it is, because, I mean, how much will it cost them to bring you to court, and, you know, you're never going to pay that. But I would like to say this. Did they know they had to sign a contract before they bought the tickets? Because
some people said they just showed up and they're like, I have to sign an NDA as they showed up to the show.
Yeah.
Maybe they did, but they didn't know.
Well, and maybe that was fine print, but that's usually not standard practice. I would think that if I would just be like, you know what? I want my money back. I'm not doing this because I didn't know this was happening. And I think you might have some ground to stand on because this is completely out of the ordinary. And it would have been great for everybody just to say F you and get their money back and walk out on a stupid show.
And because I forgot it, and also it confirms that Pete Davidson's a douche, and that's what's up, BJ.
Oh, you forgot it. Dude, you got to write that down. Or something.
Steve was waiting for this bombshell before he did it.
It's your catchphrase, man.
But it's fun to get all these text messages from people that are bothered.
There were a lot of text messages.
I know. I mean,
so I worked it in there, BJ. I'm a true professional.
I've never heard of anybody who's got a catchphrase that forgets his catchphrase. Man, people like Jimmy Walker going, you know what? You're supposed to say dynamite. Jimmy.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Or Urkel's supposed to say, what if he didn't know? I had to say, did I do that? He didn't do that?
Would you sign that? You show up to the venue. And
no.
Right? But you bought tickets.
Well, I will tell you this. If it were younger me, yes, I would sign it. I wouldn't care. Because I probably wouldn't be socially networking a whole lot. But if I was Mr. Social Network guy, and I mean now, yeah, boy. See, I'm 50-50. Half of me might and half of me might not.
Could you imagine we go? Let's just say we're a group of Pete Davidson fans, and we all decide to go see
just
Pete
Davidson.
All right, well.
You almost got that out there.
Yeah, you did.
And we all go, we all sign it, then we come back on the air the next day, and someone's like, hey, how is that Pete Davidson show? We're all dying to know. Like, we can't say it. Otherwise, I almost would want to and be like, sue us. Good luck getting money out of someone who's broke.
Yeah. What I want to know is, what is he afraid of? I understand that comics don't want their stuff taken out of context and their lives ruined because of social media, because what's happening in a comedy club is supposed to be, you know, a protected world where you know he's performing. But I've seen what Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr have done, and they don't care. They're just like, look, say what we're going to do our shows. If you want to put it out there, put it out there.
But see, I don't even mind the whole don't film it, don't take pictures. I get all that. Like,
yeah.
That's because, A, maybe you don't want your stuff out there. Also, maybe you're also looking out for the best interests of everyone in the room. It gets distracting when people have their phones up the whole time.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
But you're trying to tell people that they can't go on social media or they can't do an interview or whatever and talk about the show?
Yeah, that's lame. Because that's what critics are supposed to be able to do. You're supposed to be able to go and report on a show, or unless he lets some critics in that have some sort of diplomatic immunity or media immunity. I mean, that's part of life. You're supposed to be criticized. I mean, I think it sucks that critics sometimes do what they do, but you're right. How dumb is that?
All right, so is anyone else on the Steve train?
Oh, yeah.
Of this guy sucking?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Wow, Vicky's on the train. Danny?
Oh, I don't care. I would sign it.
Oh, okay. Now, Danny, I guess kind of like...
I like Pete Davidson. Yeah, I think he's funny.
You like him because he looks like the guy from Fallout Boy.
That's actually true, too.
Okay. I like Pete Davidson, too, but I think he's a douche for this.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it.
Yeah, I hate to say it. You know, I was I was one of the staunch supporters. Danny wouldn't really be as much of a staunch supporter. He's a silent supporter.
He's afraid that someone's going to not like his show, so he's like, oh, you can't talk about it. I'm going to sue you for $1 million.
I feel like all those girls that basically took a pass on him have really won this deal. They really got lucky.
Well, you don't hear them talking about it. They probably had to sign an NDA.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. You want to break up with me? I'll sue you for $1 million if we talk about it. Wow, Pete Davidson.
Before I give you my Christmas gifts, you got to sign this NDA because I don't want you talking about what I gave you.
I hope he releases a statement because there'll be backlash and tells us why. I would love to hear.
Oh, what is he going to say? I'm an artist, and I don't want people infringing on my art. I'm just so sensitive, too, and sometimes things people say hurts me.
See, wouldn't you like to hear that so we could beat on him even more?
I hate this guy.
See, that's the thing.
That's my favorite thing. I love how much Steve hates Pete Davidson.
I don't dislike any celebrity except for Pete Davidson.
Right? So what would happen would it be like a Peter Criss moment where Danny's favorite guy calls into the radio show and you get him to hang up on us like I did on you with Peter Criss?
Well, I mean, I'm not a guy. I want to come from a mean place, but I mean, how do you talk to this guy?
I really want to put you to the test.
You know, we're not going
to
ever do it because his publicist will probably give us a list of rules, and we'll be like, "Yo, we're not going to adhere to those rules."
I will say we'll adhere to every rule.
So this is the time that you're going to pay attention.
Just because I know you'll break the rules and piss him off. How do you want to be on the show, Pete Davidson? However you want to be on the show, we'll do it. Just so that you get a chance to be on the line with him. And what do you do? Or if he comes in studio, will you have a fist fight with him?
Wow.
I just don't like the guy. I don't want to punch him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go to that.
I think he'll Jake the Snake the situation. I think he'll just...
Oh, you think he's going to get up? You
he'll walk menacingly towards Pete Davidson.
I'm going to kick him in the shin then.
That's what it is.
Wow.
I want this to happen so badly.
No, I wouldn't even go near... I wouldn't even want to look at him. I'm afraid I'm going to get sued for $1 million.
I know.
It's Christmas. I don't got that kind of money.
You look at me, buddy.
I don't got that kind
Expect
of money.
Expect a call from the lawyers. Yeah, it's a good point. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What country grows the most corn?
America.
Yeah.
USA.
Good job, buddy.
America. America.
Yeah. It took you a while, but you figured it out. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And, of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.